All right, and welcome everyone to the last half of an hour of Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com, and I'm also on PSN Radio. It's Tuesday night here, so I wanted to bring Tressa Graves back up for about the last 25 or 30 minutes to talk about some more things about the Monsters of Melbourne, Troy and Cassie Duncan. Welcome, Tressa.
Thank you, Stephen. Hopefully this will end soon, because I am so sick of hearing Troy and Cassie Duncan's name.
Yeah.
It's boring me now. But I wanted to say real quick, because Troy's got, I don't know if he's got me on an alert for VidMe or whatever, but as soon as I upload a video, he comes in and makes a comment on every video I do.
He's probably subscribed to your channel.
I don't see where he is subscribed, and I told people don't subscribe to me. I have some followers, and I've actually had followers that had to leave because Troy was contacting them behind the scenes and harassing them, anyone who was subscribed to me. So I've had to tell people, look, don't follow me on, follow me, but don't, you know, click on the follow or subscribe or whatever. I've had to tell them to do that on VidMe, Facebook, and all my other social media sites. I mean, when I go to G+, it has an option to disable comments. If I don't disable the comments, he is all over everything I've done, saying vulgar things and just posting all kinds of lies and stuff. So, and it's kind of sad because on Facebook, I have a huge following over there. And my Facebook page, Stephen, before this all started, was I had so many people coming in and interacting with me. People can go look at, like, my old posts from like, a year ago and see that people were following me, commenting, interacting with me on there. And ever since this Troy Duncan thing has started, I've just told everyone, don't come in, don't say anything. And I've had a few people that have actually come in and made comments, like on a picture or a VidMe video. And I've had to contact them behind the scenes and say, I'm taking down your comment, not because anything you did, but because I don't want Troy to come after you. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah.
You know, and people just don't understand everything that he's been doing. And he's been sending us messages saying, unhappy Halloween. He's just all happy because I wasn't out doing a book signing, and he thinks he's stopping me and everything. And I'm going to let him know now, no, Troy, I did not bleed to death on Halloween. Yeah, because he sent us messages last night saying he wish I would bleed to death. He says that Sam's got herpes. Not herpes, hepatitis C. I have herpes. Sam has hepatitis C, and he's talking about he can tell his body organs are shutting down from the way he talks, and, you know, won't do video anymore. No, Troy, we're not doing video because every time we do a video, he harasses us. He takes it and he puts lesions on my face, which now he'll do again. He has a video up right now of Sam, his teeth are rotten in his mouth. And I looked at Sam and I said, you need to go to a dentist and fix that.
Yeah.
You know, because that is insane. But, and what I'm going to do, because I'm so close to getting the book put together and everything, what I'm doing now, instead of putting up stuff Troy has done, I'm going to wait, not put up the emails and stuff to give him that attention. I'm just going to put it in the book. And that way people can see it. And like I said before, I'm going to have an explanation under each picture. As far as like the picture book goes, I'll have an explanation under each picture. And it's just going to be laid out where everyone can follow the timeline and just see the craziness that's going on. And, I'm happy because of the connections I've got, knowing now that things are moving forward with the whole Troy and Cassie thing. I've talked to people in entertainment. I haven't spoken with Stephen yet today about some of the conversations I've had behind the scenes about when the website's going to be up, what all we're going to do to the website. It's in the process of being done now, but just the connections with trying to get this turned into a major motion picture. Well, for television, I don't want nothing that's really going to be out at the theater, because this subject, I don't think, will attract the audience at a theater. It'd attract more of a Lifetime Movie Network, Hallmark, something like that.
Well, it should attract all the horror movie and the horror book readers, too.
Oh, yeah, this will, because... Because I was thinking about, I've got my imagination coming back with some of the stuff I'm doing, which I'm happy it's getting darker earlier now. I love that. But I wanted to say something positive, too, why I'm doing this. Because, I get death threats every day. That's something that the public already knows. They just don't know the extent of everything that's going on. All I can say is, yes, the death threats are coming in, and he is trying to find me. Oh, he sent a message through last night, because, I took a picture in the Jeep, and it got the steering wheel, and it said Jeep. So he sends me a message and says, so now Jeep's sponsoring you, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow. That's because he wants to know every little thing I do every day. And I don't even think he slept yesterday, because I posted a audio. I don't do too many videos because of him. I posted an audio on Facebook yesterday, I guess about 1 o'clock. And I got maybe it was about 3 o'clock or so. Yeah. And then I get an email from Troy, who had been up all night long doing stuff. And then I get an email from him as soon as I post that. That was at like 4:30, 5 o'clock his time. So that was proof positive he's not sleeping again. He is watching my every move. Everything I do, he sees. He responds to it. He lets me know he's there. And that's creepy, to know someone's watching you that close. You know? But I do have some good news on, they say everything happens for a reason.
That's what they say.
That's
what they say.
And I'm starting to believe that.
I don't know who they are, though.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. Well, I was talking about my car that I named Wilbur, breaking down when I was supposed to go meet Troy. I don't think that was a coincidence that the car broke down, when I was supposed to go meet him, because it was driving fine. But me putting my 50 Shades of Graves off, all I've done now is I've come up with like two or three other stories to put in the book.
Right.
Which, is going to make the book even thicker. And I can't guarantee it, but I don't know if it'll be done to go in the 50 Shades of Graves, but I don't even know if it'll ever be published. But I'm taking a shot at sci-fi horror. Doing
a
story.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, is that a publication or something?
I'm excited. Huh?
Is that a publication?
It's going to be a short story in the book. I'm hoping it'll be done to go in 50 Shades of Graves by the time I'm ready to release that. And so this would be my first shot at doing something sci-fi. So I've been through a lot with the Troy stalking, threatening me and stuff, but good things. I think because of me going through this, I have been able to do things I never thought I could do before. Like, number one, fight Troy.
Right.
And stand up against a monster, because that's what they are. They're real-life monsters. Like I said, I'm not their first victim. So being able to stand up to Troy and Cassie and Oliver Vybrooks and Jason Brazil gave me, I think, extra strength and kind of told me that I can do more than what I've been doing. Because I had always wanted to go to nonfiction, But to be honest with you, I was scared. All I had ever written was fiction. And now with me doing this book, The Stalking of Tressa Graves, I see, okay, I can do nonfiction. And I do have a love for sci-fi. So I'm gonna go out there and go for the sci-fi audience as well. And people are probably going, please, writing sci-fi. I think I can do it, though. I think I can do it. But what I'm wanting to do is I'm wanting to get 50 Shades of Graves out. And I talked to the gentleman who's helping me with marketing and all that good stuff. He did, like I said before, he did the book cover for 50 Shades of Graves. I spoke with him yesterday. And we're hoping to have The Stalking of Tressa Graves out by summer of 2017. So I'm pretty excited about that. That means a lot of work for me, Stephen.
That's going to mean you're going to have to get this thing done by January, February, aren't you?
Actually, I could push it out to February, March, probably April.
Yeah,
that
but
just
you
means we got to work extra hard at getting everything ready by summer.
But you don't want to wait that long, though.
No, I'm going to try to get it done. I'm already working on getting all my information together. I've been doing that. There's been, everything has started to pick up for me. And as you know, I'm out during the day doing other stuff, trying to write, trying to handle the Troy thing. And I have my personal life too. So there's not many hours in the day for me to split everything up to do what I need to do.
Right.
But
right.
I have put a lot of work into getting this going.
Yeah.
And the book is basically written, all but the ending, because I lived it. You know, I've already got the opening, and I just sit back, and like I said before, this is going to be my feelings, my personal experiences, stuff that the public doesn't know that happened. I've already been exposed in ways I never wanted to be with Troy. And now I am opening my personal life up when I do this book to the public even more, which is kind of scary because I've always been a private person. But yeah, it's going to be a tell-all. And it's kind of scary to put personal experiences, and Stephen, you know, the stuff I've been through, you know, stuff so bad, you know, things that have happened to me have been so horrible that I've had to even go to counseling, you know, and that's not something that you just go to counseling for the fun of it.
No, I don't,
you know,
I wouldn't anyways.
I don't want to. I don't like going, but it's helped me a lot. And my counselor knows that I'm turning this into a nonfiction book, a tell-all book. And she says that is probably the best therapy I would be able to do for myself.
Yeah.
Is sitting down and we'll put it another way. I am writing my personal diary, and I'm going to release that for the public to see. You know, and yeah, that's kind of scary, but it's something I want to do. I've always wanted to go to nonfiction, so I just never knew it would be my own nonfiction.
Yeah, your own life story.
Yeah, my own life story. I mean,
autobiography nonfiction.
Huh?
Autobiographical nonfiction.
Yeah, which makes it even, I think it makes it even more interesting. You know, I never thought I'd be doing a book on myself. I mean, in my fiction stories, I always put a little bit of myself. And it's funny because people who know me, they'll know me personally, have known me for years. They will read my stories and go, I remember that. Or, I remember when you told me about that. And I know this character's you because she does this, this, and this. You know, so people can tell when it's a little bit of me in each story I do. But this is going to be all me. And It's kind of scary. And what's funny is Troy sends me messages. He'll like send something. He sends stuff all night long because it's daylight over there, why it's, you know, dark here. And he honestly thinks that that this book is not going to be published.
Right.
He thinks this is all a joke. And this will follow him the rest of his life. It'll follow him and his family. But that's not on me. That's on him.
That's right. He's been warned plenty of times. And he's been told plenty of times what we have plans on doing.
Oh, yeah. And he still continues to this day. I was talking to Sam yesterday, and I think we've done, when I started putting episodes on the Dark Hours and Monsters of Melbourne, I think we're at like episode 16.
Are we?
Which I know, yeah, which there are, I think there's a few more. He has had, we'll just say, I know there's more, but we'll just say he's had 16 weeks to stop what he's been doing. Not to mention, so coming up on 8 months now to stop what he's been doing, and he chose not to. He's getting worse.
Well, it's coming up on 9 months. It's November now.
It started the end of February.
Okay.
So it's actually coming up on 8, I think, right?
Yeah, just over 8. No, we've been eight full months.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And so he's had plenty of time. He's had plenty of warnings. You know, I went public to try and get him off my case for a while because, I mean, the only way I felt safe was to go public.
Yeah.
Was to let people know what was going on. You know? And he's had plenty of time, so I don't want to hear him saying, you know, time out, foul, I quit, I'm sorry for what I did. That doesn't work now.
Yep.
Nothing he can say or do is going to call me off him and doing what I'm going to do.
Yep.
You know, the book is coming out, and yes, we are talking screenplay with this one because we need public awareness on what's going on. Because, like I said before, there's other people that are dealing with their own Troy Duncan. And like me, you had said before, people have killed themselves over this.
Certainly. And people have been killed because a stalker sent someone around to mess with the victim.
Yeah. Rebecca Schaefer. She is an actress that had a stalker. And I think he was the one who hired a private eye. I probably shouldn't be saying this because Troy may end up doing this now because he's already had someone come to the house. But I think he was the one who hired a private eye to find out where she lived. And he had shown up on the Warner Brothers lot trying to get to her before. And, of course, the security, you know, took him off and made him leave. But he showed up at her door. He knocked on her door, wanted her to sign a picture. She signed a picture. He left, came back a few minutes later, and ended up killing her right in her front doorway. And he was a stalker.
Good grief, yeah.
And then we got Teresa Saldana, who the stalker came. And both these people, I think, flew from outside the U.S., to come harm these women. Teresa Saldana, she played in Raging Bull and stuff, and she even played the part in her own true story. She was stabbed multiple times outside her apartment complex in California. The guy had flown from Ireland or somewhere to come over here to kill her. He was obsessed with killing her, and he stabbed her multiple times, and someone finally got him off her, and whenever the cops got him reined in and put him in the back of the car, the only thing he said is, "Did I kill her? Is she dead?" That's all he cared about. So it's serious.
Look at back 30-plus years ago, 35-some-odd years ago, whatever it was, maybe even closer to 40, I don't know. Wasn't it Mark David Chapman tried to get to Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster. And that's the one who shot Reagan to impress her.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know? Yep. And then you got John Lennon.
Yep.
I mean, people like Troy, and what gets me is Troy used to always tell me he talked to women in entertainment, which I don't believe him now, but he told me he talked to women in entertainment, and they had, you know, people, guys that would get a hold of them, send them pictures of their private parts and stuff, which I've dealt with that for many years now. I just choose to ignore it. I haven't gone public with anything, you know. Sam's went public a couple times, you know, over it, but he said that he hears these stories of these women having problems with psychos because they're in entertainment. And what does he turn around and do? He turns into my psycho.
Uh-huh.
He does that to me. I should have been warned then. You know, I had so many warning signs, but I ignored them, and that will never happen again. You know, so yeah, having a stalker is very dangerous. They don't know when to stop, you know, and the only thing they know is they have a target. They have an object that they want to get to.
And they have a dream.
They have a dream. And that's what scares me so bad with Troy. He's had people come to my house, Steven. He sends me One Day Fly. He subscribed me to it. I get those 4, 5, 6 times a day. And that's him telling me I'm just a day flight away.
Yep.
Oliver lives in Kentucky. I think he's like 3.5 hours from me. All Troy's got to do is go to Oliver's house. And he's right there by me. He's 3, 3.5 hours from his target.
Yep.
You know, his dad's in Marshalltown, Iowa. So no, this is serious. This is why I went. This is why I haven't been back out on the road yet. This is why I don't go anywhere by myself. Because we never know who he's got following me or doing whatever. And that may sound crazy, but we've proven he's done it before. And he's not going to stop doing it. He's going to continue. So yeah, it's pretty scary to be dealing with him. But hopefully it will all come to an end soon, and the book will expose him even more than what I've already been doing. He's calling me. He's telling me I'm stalking him. He sent something through this morning that says, I'm glad that your G-plus pages are still up, because I have like 3 G-plus pages. Sam has 2. And he says, that's evidence that you're stalking me and my family. And I'm like, all I'm doing is posting what you're posting on me. And posting the dark hours. If I was stalking Troy, VidMe, or if I was, you know, doing anything I shouldn't be doing, VidMe would not let me run my show on. Yep.
Oh, by the way, did you ever get that uploaded?
I did get it uploaded. I got it uploaded about 11 o'clock that night.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I had to call T-Mobile, and they had to go through my phone and reset it and stuff. And they sent me updates because they didn't know what had happened to my phone.
Yeah.
I could not get online. I couldn't do anything. And that happened about 7:15 Sunday night.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and I got locked out of my VidMe account at the same time. So why would I get locked out of my VidMe account and have problems with my cell phone? Everyone knows Cassie works at Object Mastery. She's a computer whatever, you know. She does software and all this stuff. They've hacked in T-Mobile before and other email accounts.
Yep.
And, you know, it happened Sunday night.
Yep.
That's crazy. That was not just something that happened for no reason. VidMe and the internet. Sam's phone could get online. We had internet at the house, so we drove up to, I'm not going to say where we drove to, because he'll end up watching that place on Google Earth or something, or calling him, but
Google Earth. Google Earth isn't any kind of a real-time thing.
Oh, I know, but still, he'll try to threaten me with it, because that's what stalkers do. They try to use a psychological thing, and I just try to hide everything I do, because I don't trust him. But we drove up to a place. And
in America,
got online, I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, free Wi-Fi at where we went, huh. And I was just like, "This is crazy." I got a hold of VidMe, and VidMe was trying to work through the problem, which they finally did work through the problem because they know, you know, the psycho's out there. He hates VidMe. He wants my VidMe shut down, and that is one company I know is not going to shut me down.
Yep.
You know? If only the public knew how much VidMe was behind me, but that would come out too. But, yeah, Sunday night was a nightmare. But I am excited about my new journey with the sci-fi.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really excited when I decided to do that. I decided today.
Did you?
And yeah, and that's what I do. I sit down, I think about stuff for a little bit, and I'll just make up my mind to do something. And once I make up my mind to do something, I do it. I don't let anything hold me back. That's why I went after my book career, you know?
Yeah.
And me and Sam were driving last night, and just being on the road and traveling is what I love to do.
Yeah.
You know, we were traveling all up and down the East Coast doing book signings everywhere you can think of.
Yeah.
And I missed it, you know, after being out last night. And but I know it's all going to come back in 2017.
Yeah. Well, you are going tonight. You are going out tonight for Halloween, though, right?
That was last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was last night. So, yep. And I spoke with the gentleman who's going to be doing my website, and he wants me to go on and get new photos done and everything, and I'll probably wear my Halloween costume in a few of those photos.
Uh-huh.
For something fun to do, and I'll post those.
Yeah. Well, the show is virtually over, Tressa.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me again, and I think we're confusing Troy because we're doing these shows a week in advance, and by the time he catches up to what I'm saying, he's like a week behind on everything, which is funny.
Yeah.
But thank you for having me on again, Stephen, and I will talk to you later.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, everyone, that is the show. Only a couple minutes left here, so Kira's coming up next. Please stay tuned. It's a rebroadcast. Kira won't be live, but I think she might be popping in the chat. Who knows? Either her or her husband, Miz. Either one of them two normally do pop in there, so we'll have to see what happens. But thanks again for coming out, everyone, and see everyone next week.